something to lift the mood maybe a little bit. Although it's sad news, but it will cheer you up when you hear some of these clips from the past. Want your triggerisms this morning, because we are paying tribute to the actor, the great actor Roger Lloyd Pack, who died yesterday. He was 69. He'd been suffering from pancreatic cancer. He's best known for playing Trigger in Only Fools and Horses. Have to say, probably watching that series, he was my favourite character. And that we listened back to some of his best moments that would help explain why he was loved by so many.
Stick a pony in me pocket, I'll fetch the suitcase from the bank, cause if you want the best ones, but you're tired.
I am to mention to her one day that I've had the same broom for the last 20 years. She was very impressed and said, have a medal.
If you've had that broom for 20 years, have you actually swept any roads with it?
Well, of course. But I'll look after it well. This old broom has had 17 new heads and 14 new handles in its time.
Well, what name have they decided on?
If it's a girl, they're calling her Sigourney, after an actress. And if it's a boy, they're naming him Rodney, after Dave.
You know, people become famous for a little while, then they disappear. Like Rennie and Renata, Simon D.
Or Gandhi. I mean, he made one great film and then he never saw him again.
Trig, why'd you call me Dave? My name's Rodney.
I thought it was Dave.
Oh, it's Rodney.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh, well, you live and learn. So what's Dave? A nickname, right?
No! Anyone who calls me Dave?
Well, she'll have to get used to calling you Rodney.
Thank you.
Yeah, Basil, are you going to get this meeting started? Me and Dave ain't got all night.
Absolutely brilliant. Your favourite triggerisms, your favourite moments, Only Fools and Horses. Kevin O'Sullivan's the TV critic for the Sunday Mirror. It just proves the point, Kevin. It doesn't matter how many times you hear them or see them, it just sets you off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think all of us have been laughing at those clips now since the sad news that Roger has died. You know, you had that brilliant alchemy in that series, that classic series of a fantastic writer, the late, great John Sullivan, and brilliant actors who brought his hilarious dialogue to life. And no one did that better than Roger Lloyd Pack.
I mean, he triggered for me. He was my favourite character, and you found, because he wasn't, you know, he didn't maybe have the prominence of Del Boy and Rodney, but you found yourself, episodes you were watching for the first time, you were waiting for Trigger's moments because they were always worth the wait.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was basically in that pub, wasn't it? And, you know, you waited for the various characters to come in. It was always good news when Boycie turned up, another very funny character. But the great thing about that series was that, although it was about Rodney and Del Boy, all the periphery characters became big stars as well, and quite rightly so. Brilliant actors, and none more so than Roger Lloyd Pack, who was a classically trained, serious actor. If you look at his CV, he was working like constantly way back to the mid-60s in film, television, and on stage. And yet, of course, you get these kind of breakout roles that define an actor. And he got very fed up with the fact that everybody always just shouted Trigger at
Well,
him.
I heard you on Evening Extra last night. I would love you to tell that story again about
well,
the policeman.
It's a true story, apparently. He didn't like the fact that everybody always screamed Trigger. And at one point, he came to some traffic lights on his bicycle. He used to ride around. He lived in North London. He used to ride around on his bicycle. Sitting at the red light, a couple of guys saw him and shouted, Trigger! Oi, Trigger! And he was so fed up with this that he just, like, got on his bike and cycled straight through the red lights, only to be pulled up by a cop car because the police had seen him do this. Copper gets out of the car and went, oh, it's Trigger. Oi, it's Trigger. So all the coppers get out and start saying, hello, Trigger. So, you know, lots of lucky, successful actors will know this syndrome. It's something you have to live with. But Roger, quite rightly, was a little bit miffed that he didn't get recognised for so much of his other great work. He could be apart from being a great comic actor, he was a very good serious actor.
It was all
because
everything he appeared in afterwards, you know, you have this image of people who would have been sitting watching him in Harry Potter or Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and as soon as he would appear, they'd say, "There's Trigger."
You know, exactly. That's the way it, in the
cinema.
If he came out playing Hamlet, they'd shout, "Oh, it's Trigger."
You're right about the script, though, Kim. But the one thing is, you know, the delivery. You wonder if the lines have been delivered by other people, if they would have, you know, lasted the way that they have done. We'll never know. But his delivery was just—it was magnificent.
Perfect, absolutely perfect. Especially, I mean, it's a sort of obvious thing to say, but he was a very intelligent, educated, classically trained actor. You know, a very intelligent man with a life outside of acting as well as, you know, in the theatre and everything. And yet he played this kind of moron to perfection, you know. So that's the definition of good acting, to be able to play something that really is a long way from your own personality.
Yeah,
like on soap operas where people just basically play themselves.
A personal favourite was when the Batman and Robin, the Del Boy and Rodney, turned up at what they thought was the fancy dress party, and it was the wake.
Yeah.
And Trigger said, "Yeah, it's embarrassing turning up as an I didn't know either." And he's wearing the black suit. He said, "I came dressed as a chauffeur." You know, absolutely brilliant stuff. We'd love to hear about the listeners this morning and their favourite Triggerisms. Kevin, lovely to talk to you this morning.
You too.
Trigger, someone who will always be close to the hearts of those who enjoyed Only Fools and Horses and many of those classic comedies.